Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Dogs, I'm in my bedroom. Each night when I go home.
What is the secret to being sexually alive with exciting potential for deep, passionate intimacy?
Dogs, I'm in my bedroom.
Our culture so bombards us with sex, and with our male fascination for visual stimulation and our very often adolescent mindsets, hey, this can get very disconcerting. My guest is Dr. Doug Rosenau, Atlanta, Georgia sex therapist and the author of Celebration of Sex. Here is an excerpt from my recorded conversation with Dr. Doug. Not for young kids, incidentally. Doug, continuing here with the steps to sexual integrity as we live in this sex-charged culture, and if we're going to try to live in the culture without getting zapped and having the greatest intimacy with our wives possible. Talk to us about what do you mean by meeting non-sexual needs non-sexually. What's that all about?
Oh, that's such a, to me, that's such a crucial concept, because I'll oftentimes ask my men's groups that I lead, okay, it's Friday afternoon, you get home a little early, and no one's home, kids, wife, no one's home, or you're single, you just get home a little early, how many of you would think about doing something sexual for entertainment, you know, maybe some self-sex or something, or some pornography, other kind, and so often they say, how did you read our minds? You know, mm-hmm. that would cross our minds. And I said, because I know the male need for adventure. And I said, we've got to find different ways to have adventure and counter the boredom in our lives other than sexual.
So how do you do that?
Oh, it could be everything. I mean, it could be anything from wandering around Home Depot to, if you're home early, going fishing. Now, you know, I think that's a part of, we as men at times aren't really self-aware to know what our need is. Mm-hmm. I had one guy that says, I think one of my needs, you know, at times really is this, I'm just truly bored. And others will say, well, sometimes I just feel a little down. It's been a really depressing week, and I got chewed out by the boss, and this just alters my mood somehow. And I say, well, you know, to pick yourself up and to get some self-nurture, I said, that's a pretty cool idea. But I said, I think you're going to short circuit if you are trying to meet that non-sexual need through sexual avenues.
Doug, do you think that men sometimes, when they're thinking they're needing sex, actually they're searching for something else? I mean, that they're longing for some kind of connection and meaningful physical touch and consolation when maybe just feeling stressed.
Yeah, Gary, I think that's another big one too, is sometimes what's, and I think that's even just the way we're wired, almost God intended, that some of our surges and desires and feeling sexual really on a deeper level are a desire to connect and be truly with someone. One of my buddies, Mark Lazer, that deals a lot with sexual addiction, says that a real antidote to lust is male friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And how if we're out with our buds just having fun, and we're able to give them a call on a Friday afternoon or other kinds of things, that even that level of really meeting those intimacy needs will make us less sexual.
Doug, I really want to thank you for taking time to share some really great insights with us, guys.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Doug, we're talking about steps to sexual integrity as we live in such an addictive culture. And you've got a statement in an article in New Man magazine. You say, hey, quit window shopping. What do you mean by that?
I had a client I was working with, this couple I was working with, and the wife was saying what I mean by that is, and I loved her example of just saying, you know, if men are just so godly and, in working at it, and she was even thinking, especially of her husband, you know, she was just saying, well, why then is he always looking at all the merchandise when he isn't in the market to buy? And what I'm trying to get at there is that the plan really is that we find for every Adam, there's an Eve, and we find that Eve, and the other women in our lives are not our Eves. It's kind of like a preacher friend of mine, when he sees a good-looking woman, he'll say, oh, thank you, Lord, for femininity, but that's not my woman.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for my woman. And so the quit window shopping is the idea. It's so easy for us to objectify. It's so easy for us to really lust and run with the cues. And yet, when we do that kind of window shopping, we're really demeaning the merchandise, the person, this relationship we already have.
What do you say, and this is along those same lines, you know, there is this thought in our culture, and I thought this for many years myself, is that, hey, listen, it's okay to look at the menu as long as you don't order. And some women seem to even buy into that.
Huh. That's a good one, yeah. I would just say, gosh, one thing I would say is I'm not trying to get the listeners here to feel guilty over every sexual thought they have.
Yeah.
It is normal
good
that we
point.
Will notice
yeah.
women.
Yeah.
But when you start really running down the menu, you've got to ask yourself what you're doing there. And so I just think that there's some of that looking at the menu, that window shopping, that really and truly is starting to create things in our minds that we shouldn't be creating, single or married. You know, that it really is making that other person. I sometimes say to guys, you know, they don't need you hitting on them. What they really want is someone to love and adore them, and that's not you.
Mm-hmm. Doug, I want to thank you so very much for being with me on the show.
My guest, Dr. Doug Rosenau, R-O-S-E-N-A-U, certified sex therapist, and he's the author of the Celebration of Sex, Celebration of Sex book. Visit his website at sexualwholeness.com, sexualwholeness.com.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. You know, God doesn't love who we pretend to be. He loves and accepts the sinners we truly are. This is great motivation for us to feel free, to change, and really, really live. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.